KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Seine-Di, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon, and the Wushkitan with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Ak-Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds, and to gatherings in their villages. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gnashish for your patience as we learn. Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest is here for our monthly check-in with the National Weather Service. It's Weather Wednesday with forecaster Kimberly Vaughn. Welcome to the show, Kimberly.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you here. All right. So we're getting closer to the spring equinox here on March 4th, 2020. How is the weather looking out there, Kimberly?
Well, the weather is looking kind of a wintry mix, which is pretty common for the month of March. It's one of our kind of transition months where we're transitioning out of winter and spring is trying to come in. So we get some warm days followed by some cold days.
Any idea how long we're going to be transitioning like this with this sort of rain-snow mix?
Well, I like to say that it's not safe to put away your snow shovel until after the taxes are due in the middle of April. So, okay. Although we go into the spring equinox actually March 19th at exactly 7:49 p.m. local time. And that's actually when we supposedly have equal days and equal night. It's not exactly that, but that's what it is. And so that's exciting as we will have the official spring. The other exciting thing that happens in March is also the time change. So that's going to be on March 8th. So don't forget to set your clocks back this weekend at 2 a.m.
Okay. How do you happen to have with you today precipitation levels, how we're doing as far as that goes? I know we've been talking about a drought for a long time.
Right. Yeah, we've definitely been taken out of the extreme droughts and stuff that the southern areas had, but we still are watching that closely. And droughts don't come and go in a month. They're years in the making and years to get rid of. So, but the good news is for Juneau, for the month of March so far, we are actually above normal for our precipitation by almost a half an inch. Snowfall is actually down about a half an inch. So that's you know, I mean, for the people who love snow, not good. But the good thing is the snow levels have been staying pretty low. So, you can still see a lot of snow up in the mountains.
Yeah, it seems like it's not sticking so much down here at sea level, but probably is up on Eagle Crest and such.
Exactly.
Okay. So you said we're above a half inch over in precip, down a half inch in snowfall. How have temperatures been looking?
Temperatures are actually a little warmer than normal. So heating your house has been a little easier this month. We definitely haven't had that real cold snap, but coming up, we are looking for temperatures, low temperatures in the mid teens coming up, and that's going to be coming in like Wednesday night into Thursday, and Thursday night into Friday as temperatures start to drop, as you're going to see the southerly winds change into a northerly wind.
Got it. And what's precip going to look like with that?
It's going to be snow.
Okay. Wow. So it's going to be a wintry weekend, it sounds like.
It is. But the good news is we do actually have some dry periods that we are expecting to see. So check out the forecasts on that, because we are actually looking for Thursday to be relatively dry as the winds increase and the precip decreases. But then we do see the snow returning by Friday.
Got it. As a forecaster, what's one of the biggest challenges for you with your work?
All elements are kind of a challenge here due to complex terrain. I mean, you not only have the mechanics of the atmosphere that you're trying to work with, but you also then have the local effects that the topography gives you. And so you have a lot of things. And the fact that we have such a dramatic land-sea interface really can add a complexity to it as well.
Right. Like I'm thinking of different weather stations that you all must have throughout Southeast. It's probably not as much as, you know, somebody inland down south who can look at what's happening in Seattle and then what's happening in Spokane and then, you know, looking at weather patterns coming across. We're sort of the first front of weather,
right? Exactly. There's not a lot – when we have the systems that move across, you know, from the North Pacific up through the Gulf, there's very few buoys out there for us to see. Thank goodness technology, our satellites and other basically satellite products, not just a picture of the satellite, does help. But one of the things that also helps, we not only have the equipment, but I would love to tell you about how people actually help us with what the weather is doing, which helps us then do a forecast and maybe better a forecast.
So, and these are your weather spotters?
It is. So we have what we call a weather-ready nation, and that is where citizens help us by reporting the weather and the impacts that weather is giving their community. So it might be a loss of power due to strong winds. It could have been heavy snow with buildings being impacted. And we're going to be doing a training coming up on March 28th from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Valley Library in the large meeting room. And that's open to anybody in the public who's interested in learning what exactly the Weather Ready Nation is, how to become a weather spotter. And it'll be great information. We've got a couple of our meteorologists that'll be there conducting the training.
Are there any places here within Juneau itself where you have blind spots or wish that you had a spotter? Or is this more for maybe dispersal throughout Southeast? Or what are you thinking?
It's everywhere. I mean, we've got spotters in the Juneau area, but we can always use more. You know, I mean, even if you have one that's your next door neighbor, you might be on vacation or at work, you know, in the valley when you live downtown. So more is always better. We love data.
Crowdsourcing weather.
Yes.
Okay. Can you give us the details on when somebody can train to become a spotter again?
That's going to be March 28th at 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Valley Library Large Meeting Room.
Okay. Got it. What else is on your radar?
Okay. Well, I think so as we look outside, this has definitely been a question or is, you know, when that precipitation falls, we all know what rain and snow is. But then when we get these like weird things that start to fall, some people might call it chunky rain. But hail is something that a lot of people want to call it. And hail is very uncommon here in Southeast Alaska. It's mainly a summertime event. It has to be very convective to have that happen. And what usually we have here is either what we call sleet or grapple. And sleet is basically when you have ice that forms, basically a raindrop will form and then falls down. And it's a very clear type chunk of like an ice cube, like if you had little mini ice cubes being made. Where grapple is more where you have a snowflake that kind of melts as it comes down part of the way and then refreezes. And I'm probably dating myself here, but you remember those beanbag chairs with all those little white balls in it? That's what snow pellets look like, or grapple. Okay. So if you have ice pellets or sleet, which are basically the same thing, or snow pellets and grapple. But hail is formed in a much, much different way, where basically you have a water droplet that gets thrown up and down in a column of air in the cloud. And every time it goes up, it freezes. And every time it comes down, it collects more liquid. And then it gets thrown back up. And it keeps doing that until it's finally too heavy for the cloud to hold. It gets thrown out of the cloud. And that just is not the dynamics that usually Southeast Alaska gets.
And it sounds like sleet or grapple sort of comes down horizontally and goes through different temperature layers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It seems like we've been seeing quite a bit of that in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
All right, Kimberly. What else should we look for as we get closer to spring here in Southeast Alaska?
Well, the outlook for spring, we have what we call the Climate Prediction Center back east that puts out a prediction. And their prediction for the month of March is actually for equal chances that precipitation let me make sure I have the right one here for you. For precipitation to actually be below normal. Now, that's just chances of. It doesn't mean we are going to be below normal. It just says we have a better chance of being below normal. And then we have equal chances of temperature. So there's no real signal to tell us, yes, we're going to be warmer or colder. It's just equal chances of doing normal or a little above and below. For the rest of the springtime, it's more of about the same. But we do have a bit of above normal chances for warmer temperatures. And then the precipitation on that actually is equal chances on the precipitation. So probably pretty near normal chances for that, although the very southern part of the panhandle down by Prince of Wales and Ketchikan has actually below normal chances of precipitation, which is not what we want to see as we're trying to recover from the drought.
All right. Kimberly Vaughn is a forecaster at the National Weather Service. I think a lot of us know your website, but remind us where to find you.
You can look it up at weather.gov/Juno, and that's a great place to go. We have all sorts of resources there, and check us out.
And according to Kimberly, keep the snow shovels out until tax day.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, just a good precaution.
And look for cold weather coming into this weekend.
Yes, and windy. We're looking for actually freezing spray in the canal and gales going up Lynn Canal. So definitely going to be a very lot of weather coming in starting tomorrow. So,
all right. Kimberly Vaughn, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather since my man and I.